This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
What do you mean? Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're overprotective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Make up your mind, what do you mean?
And today in the studio, I have with me my dear friend Callum McSwiggan.
Hello, woo! Anna.
Yay!
And special guest from Germany, Jerry's a German.
Jerry's a German.
That's what we're going to call you, Jerry's a German.
I'm okay with that.
Good. How are we all, lads?
Very old lads. He's getting masked in the studio already.
How are we going? How's it going, lads? Yeah.
Feeling good. Yeah? Feeling really good.
This is going to be a weird show for me because neither of you drink alcohol.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Hannah Whitten. Sorry,
I know,
to let you down.
This is
going to
be the first Hannah Whitten FUBAR radio show sober.
But as you always say, we're in the spirit of drunk
today.
We're
in the spirit of drunk. And we will still be doing drunk advice live.
Yes.
In the spirit of drunk. And that will also be live streamed on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So
exciting.
We can watch it as well. We've got loads of other fun stuff coming up on the show as well. Got games like Shitter Twitter.
No idea what that
is.
Yeah,
good. I actually should have warned you about that. Songs about sex. The fuck yeah. You're Satan, mate. And we've got a special game because Jerry's here and we thought we should utilise his German. So we've got a special German
I'm going to get so turned on during that game.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I saw that they have a video with German pickup lines.
Yeah, and I got a little bit of a bonus. So.
Oh my god! Callum, it's like, what are we, like, 4 minutes
four
into
minutes
the
in.
Show?
Already talking about my penis.
Just like, oh my god, I have a bonus. Great! Good times. So if you want to get in touch during the show, you can email hannah@fubarradio or tweet @fubarradio. We'll read out some of your tweets, and also if you want to ask us questions for drunk advice later, that is how you do that. Okay, so boys, there's a way that we initiate guests onto this show.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
So one of the games that we play is related to Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Although Jerry's game has replaced that, so we're not playing that this week. Sorry, if you're really into that game. But what we do for each guest is we find out what their name means.
Oh, okay.
On Urban Dictionary. Okay?
I'm into this.
Who wants to go first?
Me. Give it to me.
Okay,
okay. Right, Callum, with one L. With one L.
One L, yeah.
That's so
right.
confusing. I always think
okay.
it's like two
Okay, Callum, L's. Top definition. Hot, snazzy, fit, lovely, fucking ace, wonderful.
Yeah, that sounds accurate as hell.
Did you write this?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah.
A person with a lovely character, a huge heart, and a very large... I almost thought that said...
That too.
Oh my God. A very large number of friends. He is very talented and is loved by all. He is very good at acting and is...
Now,
and it's well wicked, yo.
I mean, all of that is accurate except for the acting bit.
Acting,
like, have you ever seen me act, Hannah Whitten?
I don't think so.
It is abysmal. Abysmal. But the rest was spot on. I mean,
spot
that person
on.
Knows me.
Especially the is well wicked, yo.
Yeah, I'm well wicked, yo.
And
down
then
with the kids.
The examples is, yo, you see that Callum? I well love him. And then he's a total Callum. He's perfect. That guy's so good at drama, almost as good as Callum. Nah.
Incredible.
These are my favourite. Okay, Jerry, you're
I'm so
turn.
Excited.
I bet Jerry's is filthy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a ship name for two members of the band Little Mix, Perry Edwards and Jade Thirlwall, often used by fans or mixers.
I don't feel special.
What about, we do your full name. Can we use your real name?
No.
No?
But you can scroll
the German
down,
is his full name.
Maybe that.
Yeah, if we just search Jerry the German. Oh, that's the only... Oh,
spell it with a Y. Spell
with
it with a Y.
Yeah, that's better.
Do it
Maybe
with a
spell
y.
it with a Y?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not how you spell your name. Oh, my God! Jerry, a sexy beast, good with the ladies, and with an 8-inch wang.
What? See, sizeable. I knew it would comment on the size of his willy.
You knew it. Yeah. Oh, my God. 8-inch wang.
8-inch wang. Can we see?
Oh my, Callum!
Sorry,
so, you're
sorry.
Such a pervert.
I don't mean to be. I just get carried away, get excited.
Sure. Oh my days. So Jerry and I were both like late, yeah. But which is very German of you.
That's not German at all.
Exactly.
You're so
I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah. Sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
But I was late because there was an absolute drama on my bus. There was like the bus was full and the driver wasn't letting anyone on, and then he pulls up to let some people off, and then people try and get on with the exit doors, and he like throws a huge fuss, and then everyone gets off, and there's one guy who's just like stubborn, and it's just like, no, I'm staying on this bus, but he's like really polite, but then they're just both of them just the driver
battle of wills.
And like yeah, it was just two stubborn souls battling out, and then other people on the bus like got involved, just being like, look. We all just want to go. And just like stood there, like still for ages.
I think I sided with the bus driver there though.
I did. Yeah. I was just like,
just get
mate,
off, mate.
Just get off.
Just get off.
Like it's his bus. That he can do what he wants with the bus. You need him more than he needs you. But that bothered me. Why were you late, Jerry?
I had a crazy Uber driver. Yeah, very crazy. And he just yelled at me at the telephone.
What?
Yeah.
What? Did you? How many stars did you give him?
4.
What?
What? Why? What are you doing? Uber amateur. Do you not have
you know,
Uber
like,
in Germany?
No.
No,
they don't.
Even though it's like it's a German
it's
word.
It's a German word. What are you doing?
It's a German word.
Uber.
Uber. Is that not a German word?
Das ist sehr Uber.
What?
In English, we think that Uber is like a German
well,
word.
Well, there is a German it word, is. Which is called Uber, which means just like over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. That's,
With the little umlauts.
Yeah, yeah. Umlauts. With the little dots.
Yeah, umlauts, yeah.
It's a thing, yeah. And it's forbidden in Germany.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Forbidden.
No, but there was Uber in Berlin.
Yeah, that's
but Berlin's not Germany.
I told you that. Berlin is not Germany.
No.
Berlin is just
It's a weird
different.
And wonderful place. So, Jerry, what's Germany like?
Germany is very hot. Very hot. And a very
I went there in December. It was cold.
Yeah, Germany's not hot. That's just a lie.
In summer, it's so hot. I hate Germany for being hot. Yeah, it is. And in winter, we have a lot of Christmas markets. But you call them German markets.
We've stolen them and we have
just
German markets.
German Christmas markets.
Yeah. That's strange. That's so strange. And we just eat schnitzel all the day. Schnitzel and sausages.
I could have predicted that.
Yeah, I love schnitzel.
Yeah,
what is schnitzel?
It's like pounded flat pork in breadcrumbs, right?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I made some of that once.
Did you?
Yeah, it was on HelloFresh. not sponsored yet. But they tweeted me and asked me to DM them my email address, and I sent them my email address, and they've not emailed me, and I'm really sad because I want HelloFresh to sponsor me because I already love them. Like, I already love them so much.
Just start saying everything's sponsored by them until it actually is.
Yeah. Oh, like Bo Burnham in Make Happy, where it's the Flamin' Hot Cheetos bit, and he's just... No,
not a clue what you're talking about. Sorry.
So I showed Jerry Bo Burnham Make Happy. I gave him like the Bo Burnham education, and then we watched Make Happy again last night. And I think if I cry again in this radio show, like I won't be able to blame it on alcohol.
You're gonna cry. Why are you? Crying?
It's so sad. It's so sad.
It's really Make Happy is like a really sad show.
Yeah.
But last week I cried on the show because Dodie said that Bo Burnham DM'd her.
And you cried. Hannah, you cry at everything.
This is true. I am a bit of a crier.
Yeah.
Did you see me? No, you weren't there.
Remember when we went to Wicked? And like, I'm not, look, okay, they're like, in For Good, it's sad. But Hannah was just crying through the whole thing. It's like, why are you crying, Hannah? Their friendship is just so beautiful.
That is not an exaggeration. Like, I was sobbing. Fully. Oh my god, just thinking about it.
Don't cry. Oh, okay. Cry, the objective is to make Hannah Witten cry.
Is that the mission? It's not going to be like a theme that goes through every show now.
Yeah,
it's just
course,
like,
yes.
Try and make Hannah emotional.
You should just make that a section in the show. Hannah Witten's tears.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, Hannah, Hannah.
Oh, why? Is this going somewhere that we don't want it to go?
I only ever cry over boys. Last time I cried was over a boy, I think. I always cry over boys.
The last time I cried was over stress.
Okay.
Really? Just like you've just had enough?
Yeah, it was. But the time before that was a boy.
Mm. My story's a little bit lame. I cried watching Finding Dory.
I cried watching that!
It was so sad!
I didn't cry. I don't understand where was I supposed to cry.
I was sobbing the whole way through Finding Dory.
Have you seen Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Why aren't
you crying within any Pixar film? If you're not crying within the first 5 minutes, then you're
not a
robot.
I don't understand where the sad part is in Finding Dory.
The whole movie is so sad.
Where
she loses her family.
Yes.
And then you're crying happy tears when, spoiler alert, she gets reunited with her family.
Yeah. I guess I'm an emotionless husk.
Mask. Mask for mask.
I think you built it up a bit though, because
before
I went to see it, Hannah was like, oh my god, the first 5 minutes you're gonna be sobbing. So I was sat there braced, waiting for the tears to come, and I was like, no, what, like, where's this agonizing moment? And it just never came.
Rude.
Sorry.
I loved it. Yeah. I cried. I've not seen it since though, but I wanna see if I cry again. You know, when you just have to be like, is this real? When I cried, not when we watched Make Happy last night, but the time before that, when I watched Make Happy with Melanie, like just a few weeks ago, me and her were like holding each other and sobbing. But now thinking about it, that was like the first day of my period and the first day of her period. So, or the second, I can't remember. So it was like,
I can totally relate to that.
Am I being hashtag relatable?
God.
Oh my god. Okay, we're gonna play some games. In a bit, but first, let's just do the music thing. That's
do the music thing.
Do the music thing.
In
Jerry is educating me and Callum on music.
Of course.
Because we're just like, who?
Who?
Who? What?
That song was way too cool for me.
What are the young people listening to?
The young people.
Yeah.
The teenage boy.
The teenage... Jerry's been staying with me, and when we've like eaten food or I've like made something, I'm like, or I'm starting to feel a bit peckish, and I'm just like, are you hungry? And he's just like, yes. Or I'm always hungry. I'm like, oh, I forget, you're a teenage boy.
Are you a child?
No, I'm not a child. I'm 19 years old.
Child. So for the people who are listening who have no idea who the fuck either of you are, should we do like a, yeah. should we do a general intro? So Jerry, what who are you and what do you do?
I am a German YouTuber and I do lots of poetry stuff, being pretentious and an intellectual. And yeah, I love books. That's my thing.
Yeah. Callum?
He's very sexy, isn't he, when he talks about books.
Oh, do you want to hear him? Do you want to recite one of your poems?
Oh my god, he did this in my ear once, and I got wet.
I did. He did it in all of our ears.
Yeah, I know, but you're making me feel less special now, Hannah.
He did it in my ear, your ear, and Riyadh's ear. Who else's ears did you recite poetry into at Summer in the City? Everyone. You were just like, because you just got around.
No. Just Hannah, Callum, and Riyadh.
Okay. Yeah, also, hi, so Riyadh. You're probably not listening because you've got it. I asked Riyadh to be here as well, so that would be hilarious. For people who... have been listening for a while to this show, as in like the show with Riyadh, then you will know why. That's fucking funny. But Riyadh's not here. But we love you, Riyadh. Yeah, are you gonna, do you want to do some poetry for us? Come on.
I think the people want to hear some German poetry. Okay. Then
do it like really close to the mic, like ASMR, and make everyone listening really wet. Callum and I just need to like. This is radio. We can't have silence.
Okay, I try. Okay. I think I forgot it, but I just try. Okay. Just.
Even clearing his voice, I'm like, oh,
yeah, okay.
Oh my god.
Rosen sind zarte Kreaturen, finden sich wieder in endlosen Fluren meines Gehirns. Eingraviert in staubige Gedanken, Ranken aus Dorn wachsen im Schloss. Mache ich sie auf, verletzen sie mich. That's really...
Oh my god! There's a puddle underneath Hannah.
Silently laughing. Sorry, it's not funny. It's very serious poem. But we just don't know what you're saying. Yeah. So
I'm just,
it's just
like,
funny.
Literally talking about roses.
Right. Yeah. Also, it's just isn't it that I don't know what it is about when someone's like, you know, doing poetry to you or at you. I don't know.
Reciting.
Yeah.
Doing poetry at you. This is why Hannah's not a poet.
But like it's. There's something about it, especially when it's if it's not like being performed or whatever, and it's just like you privately.
Yeah,
I get so awkward.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh god,
make it stop.
Oh god, like because you're like they're only looking at you, and so it's like, how do I react? Well, and then you feel weird if you're like looking around and like,
yeah,
if you're
just close your eyes.
Okay, great. Just close your eyes. Trust in me. Cal, what do you do? Who are you?
I am me. I am also a YouTuber and I do LGBT content. And I do sex ed like Hannah Witten does, but for gays instead.
Mine isn't not for gays.
Yeah,
but
mine's
specifically
for
like,
gays.
Cal talks a lot about anal.
I do talk about anal, even though I don't have anal. But I used to. I used to have a lot of anal.
So you got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of anal.
A lot of anal.
You're welcome. Guys, it's like 20 past six. And we're not even drinking.
Not, I know.
And just talking about anal sex.
It's not past the watershed.
And we've got a child in the studio.
I'm not a child. I'm an adult.
Yeah. Okay, sure. In Germany.
When the age
of consent is 14.
Yeah,
is it?
Is it really?
Yeah,
it's 14.
I just learned
you're
this.
When
I told him that the age of consent in the UK was 16, he's like, that's so old.
Yeah, but then when we talk to Americans and we tell them it's 16 here, they're like, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
It's like whatever you're used to, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. It's ages, what, button, number. I'm a poet!
Yes.
Good. But guys, stick to the law.
Yeah, do stick to the law.
Do stick to the law and find out the age of consent of the country that you are in.
Or just move to Germany.
Oh my God.
Not sure how I feel about this conversation.
Oh dear. Yeah. Oh, another thing that I wanted to mention before, I totally forgot. You know how we played Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean, at the top of the show?
Yes.
So Cal and I both picked that song without realising that we both picked that song. And so I actually told Jerry the story, but Callum, would you like to explain to the people why that song is our song?
Yes. Was it Halloween? Was it Halloween this
No,
first happened?
This was when...
Drunk Advice.
Yeah, this was... Yeah.
Yeah, so Hannah and I filmed an episode of Drunk Advice.
When Callum was still drinking.
When I was still drinking. And I was spilling my drink everywhere, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And it was going all over my jeans. And we were going out that night, so I had to take my jeans off. So I was... Yeah.
So he put his jeans in the dryer.
So yeah, sad.
And then I was just in my underwear, and then we were dancing on chairs, and then why did you take yours off?
Solidarity
with my nakedness. And ever since, it's been our song.
It has. And then at your birthday party it came on.
Did it?
And we both stripped.
Oh, we did strip! Yeah. Oh, my God. And at my birthday, whenever everyone started chanting speech at one point, and I thought everyone was chanting strip, so I started taking my clothes off, and everyone was like, what is he doing?
You're like, it's my birthday! It's fine!
I had one too many lemonades that evening.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so shortly, Jerry is going to be playing a little game with us. Very excited game. Oh, we've got some tweets in, actually. Hello. Oh. Sonia says, starting strong with some beebs. Thanks.
Yes.
Now you know the
now
story.
Now you know why.
The story behind it. And then McKenna says, looks like Hannah dashed into the studio just in time for this photo. Yes, yep. Basically, yeah. That's why I actually looked up a picture. I was like, I look really sweaty and gross. And it's actually like quite cool in the studio today.
Yeah, it's lovely,
like,
yeah.
Normally, it gets really hot and sweaty in here, and I'm kind of fine, so... You know, that's good. Shell has said, my first time getting to listen live, loving it, can't wait to hear where this goes. Well, we'll see where this goes. It's already gone to some weird
dark
places. But if you liked Jerry's German, there's going to be more of that, so yes. Keep listening.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching as the credits all roll down, and crying, you know we're playing to a full house. No heroes, villains, one to blame, while wilted roses fill the stage, and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end, for you and me, hold this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call, so hold for the applause, oh. And wave out to the crowd, and take our final bow, oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show. But the band plays on now. We're crying. So let the velvet roll down. No heroes, villains, one to blame, while wilted roses fill the stage, and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, our lines we read so perfectly, but the show, it can't go on. We used to have
presents
Pino Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Trump said that about his daughter. I'd sleep with her if she wasn't my daughter.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That is just...
That should be the one reason people don't vote for Donald Trump.
It's either that or, like, there's loads of people in America going, finally, someone said it. Someone's agreeing with me.
That's the real reason he gets so much love in the southern states, isn't it? Oh, my God. You need to come and see this.
Darlene, we're in the clear. Nancy, if Trump says it's okay, then we all good.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Who's ready for a sexy German game?
Yes, always ready for sexy German game.
Sexy German game. Okay.
Okay.
So, the way that this game works is this is basically German version of innuendo or innuendo-n't. So, Jerry has come up with some... pickup lines,
yes.
Sex stuff, and also just some weird phrases in German.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Cal and I have to try and guess what they mean.
Oh, fun! If they're not, are they going to be naughty?
Or some of them. Some of them. Yeah.
But I'm just going to assume they're all naughty.
That's just where your brain goes, Cal. If you guys want to guess along, or if you're one of Jerry's viewers, then it'd just be hilarious for you because you will totally understand everything. So, good times. All right, Cal, we should have buzzer noises that we make with our mouths.
Okay, what noise can I make? Can I moan like a...
Oh, my God.
Okay. Is that mine? That's mine. Okay,
that's
great.
Yours.
Great.
And then mine is my reaction to that, which is...
Okay. Great, yeah.
Okay, ready.
Okay, the first phrase, pickup line, whatever, is alles in Butter.
Alles in Butter.
Alles in Butter.
I wish I could know how I could see it written down.
Like, it sounds like a weird version of Alice in Wonderland.
Is Butter? Wait.
I love it.
Is Butter like butt? Like your bottom? I'm just going for like things like Alice in Butter, like in butter. This is not German, how German works at all. So, Alice.
Oh! Alice is everything, isn't it?
Yes,
Alice,
it is.
What?
Yeah, I'm German.
I don't know any German.
Everything is...
Butter?
Slippery?
Oh, my God.
Everything's okay.
Is this a sexy phrase?
No, Callum was right.
Yeah!
Ding, ding, literally, ding, ding. It can be translated as everything is covered in butter.
So I was like, butter?
Butter.
Yeah.
I wish I was covered in butter.
Everything is covered in butter?
Yes. That's it.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. It's just like, everything's okay.
Everything's good. Everything's covered in butter.
That's weird. If everything's covered in butter. But I guess it depends on your outlook in life.
As a German, it's good.
Okay, you're like, cover everything in butter.
I want to be greasy.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Right, Callum's got 1 point.
Okay, 1 point. The next one is a bit longer.
Okay, ready.
Just read it. Ist dein Vater ein Dieb? Denn hat die Sterne vom Himmel gestohlen und in deine Augen getan.
Oh. Not seen you here before. Come here often.
Is it sexual or not?
I think it's sexual. I heard deep, and that can only mean one
same.
Thing.
That's deep. All I heard is deep.
Do you want it deep, or do you want me to go gentle?
Oh my God.
Well, it has to do something with dad or father.
Oh, daddy.
Daddy?
Daddy.
No, not that kind of daddy.
I love that we both went there.
Oh, daddy? Oh. Okay, can you say it again, please, Jerry?
Yes, yes. Ist dein Vater ein Dieb?
Dieb? Sorry.
Dieb?
Ist dein
Vater?
Ist dein Vater?
Ein.
Dieb.
Is your father a...
Father? Is father father?
Yeah. Father is father.
Your father a deep?
Is your father... Wait, deep? And then what was the second...
father is not deep.
What was the second part? There was another...
The second part is... So the second part is like, the explaining of the question. So is dein Vater ein Dieb is a question.
Oh, and then, okay, so this is like a flirty compliment, because it's like, is your dad this because you blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, is your father like a thief because you stole the stars out of the sky or something. Yay! Is that it?
Congratulations, yeah.
Hold on, I got it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. There you go. Ding. Wrong one. I'm really good at this radio thing. Oh my God. How did you get it? Is that
an English one as well, I think.
I don't know. People don't use these.
Say it to me again, now I know what it means.
Okay.
And look me in the eye when you do.
Ist dein Vater ein Dieb? Denn hat die Sterne vom Himmel gestohlen, deine Augen getan.
Oh, if I was in Germany, like, any guy could pick me up.
Really? Yeah. People don't usually find the German language sexy.
I think, like, everyone says the German language is so angry, but I think it's just because they've only ever heard it in war films.
They've only ever heard Hitler.
Yeah, they've only ever heard Hitler. They're basing their entire knowledge of the German language. Like, when Jerry speaks, it's lovely and soft and, like...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Danke.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn it, 2-0. Next one.
The next one. It's a saying, and it's just Fick die Henne.
Fick die Henne. Fuck me, Hannah.
Was she right?
No.
it should be that.
Is it fuck me harder every time? Is it fuck me harder?
No, it's a saying. You cannot say to a stranger, like, fuck me harder.
Is this something you, Mal, won't get you very far. This is something you would say to a stranger.
Well,
fick me, what's it? What was it?
Fick die Henne.
Fick die Henne.
Henne, yeah. You would say just like in a general situation.
How are you, mate?
Fick die Henne.
Fick die Henne.
So fick is... It exists in English, kind of.
Fig, like a fig.
No, like thick. So you have to like substitute one letter, the I. Thick can be
fuck. Yeah, so it's fuck.
Yeah, it's fuck.
Fuck.
So
fuck the fuck you.
No,
it's fuck the weather. Like fuck the
fuck the system.
Okay, I say it. It's fuck the chicken.
Fuck the chicken.
What? Henna. What strangers are you saying this to?
Because henna, like a hen.
Henna.
It's just like damn it, like fuck the chicken.
Oh. Wait, that's amazing. So if you're like shit, or like
you can say fick die Henna.
Fick die Henna. Fick die Henna. That's
fick henna.
Yep. Fuck the chicken. I'm going to give myself a half point for that.
Okay.
Just because I mean,
I think you're being generous.
I said half point.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, next. Okay, it's a bit filthier, but it's not very sexual. I just give it to you because then you can understand it. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Well, you think we can get this one?
Yeah, you could get that.
Okay. Okay. I hope so.
I try to pronounce it.
Okay.
Endlich eine passende Person zu meiner Bettwäsche.
What?
Bettwäsche. Like
Bettwäsche.
Bettwäsche.
That has to be like butthole, right?
No, it's not butthole. You imagine like somebody's going to a person and say, endlich. Die Person.
Endlich.
Obviously,
endlich.
Hannah.
Endlich.
Eine Person, die zu meiner Bettwäsche passt. Hitler.
Oh my God. I would like everyone just to remember that I'm Jewish, so calm down with the Hitler reference. Although I was one that brought him up, but still. Please say it again.
Okay, endlich eine Person, die zu meiner Bettwäsche passt.
Oh, pants. I heard like pants, like trousers.
What context would you say this in?
It's a pickup line. It's I just give it to you. Yeah, so it's a pickup line. You would say it to somebody who is maybe a bit shy because it's not that hard.
What?
I don't understand.
So okay.
Give us one of the words.
Yes.
Okay. So Bettwäsche means bad sheets.
Nice skin you've got there would look better on my bed sheets.
I bet it's something. Is it close to that?
Well, kind of, maybe.
Just say no.
No, not even a little bit.
No, sorry.
Oh my God. I'm not getting this. Okay, give us another word.
Okay, so endlich means finally. Like, finally.
Finally, someone I can take fuck home. On my bed sheets.
Germany's not that naughty yet.
Really? Okay, finally, someone.
I can cuddle in my bed sheets.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. That's cute, but no.
No.
1 pointer for cuteness.
Finally, I've found the one, and will you come and my bed sheets are clean? Let's dirty them.
Finally, someone I can marry and shop for bed sheets with.
Callum, how have you gone so from you make me wet, I already have a boner, to marry me?
Hey, look, I can be sexual and still want to marry someone. Aww. That's allowed. Yeah,
no,
cute.
Marriage kills sex.
Okay.
She's so, like, okay.
Okay, moving on.
I just translated it. Okay. It's basically, finally, a person who suits my bed sheets.
Hannah said that. That was the first thing
yeah,
I
no,
said.
I was like,
no.
You're nice skin.
Like, nice skin. It looked better on that bed. Let's fuck.
Creepy yeah. pickup lines with so, Hannah Whitten.
So, finally something that goes, like, matches.
Yeah, like, matches with my bed sheets.
That's still dirty.
Yeah, that's dirty, but it's not...
If
know,
someone
like,
said that to me, I think I would slap them.
Why?
I'd be like, oh, are they my colours? So, I like the browns and the greens and the oranges.
Very autumnal.
Autumnal bed sheets, yeah. They suit me this. I don't think anyone got a point. We were terrible at that one.
Okay, you have your last chance, okay, the last one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, last one.
Heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst.
Piss. I heard piss.
Piss. Gefickt, that's face, isn't it?
No. No. Gefickt is not a face.
Oh, it's like penis. Asshole. I don't know why I keep
pissed
saying.
Pissed is penis.
No, penis is penis.
It's a urinal.
No.
No?
But it has something to do. So pissed has something to do with a urinal or a penis.
Balls. Testicles.
It's not like an action.
Ejaculate.
Pissing. No, not that.
Hot,
kind of.
Getting hard.
Getting hard, yeah.
Fucking.
No, more like a natural thing with a penis.
Fucking and getting hard are both
natural.
It's
all
natural.
Very natural. No, like, it's all very
not,
natural.
I know, that's natural. I mean, like, more...
Going flaccid? More back like, to its natural state.
Masturbating.
Ooh.
No, you have to concentrate on the first bit. So
okay, what's the first bit?
Heute habe ich mehr gefickt.
Heute habe
ich
mehr
gefickt.
Gefickt.
Als.
This isn't helping me understand. I'm just saying.
Heute habe ich mehr gefickt.
Heute habe.
So heißt, heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst.
Oh, punch. Gefickt is punch, no?
No. It has
I know
nothing
that
to do
word.
With face. Gefickt.
Gefickt.
So it's a participle. It's from the verb thicken.
Thicken?
Thicken.
No, like, oh, like I'm
F.
getting a semi.
Thicken.
My dick is filling with blood. Like, I'm very confused.
Do you mean thicken?
No, thicken with an F.
That's not an English word.
No, I haven't
said that.
Oh, in German. Okay, we're like...
What?
Well, the last saying was fick die Henne.
Yeah, so fucking. So it's to have previously fucked.
Yes.
Okay, I know language, past participle, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so something like, you look fucked, mate. Do you want a glass of water?
No, it's very direct. So, ich habe mehr gefickt als gepisst. Or heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst.
Heute habe...
So, yeah, you can go to a person, just say that, and then maybe the person...
Get fucked, mate! No?
So do you say it's a pickup line?
I don't... No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're guessing what it is. But if it's fucked in the past, you don't say that to someone you're trying to pick up. Like, you don't use the past, you use the future.
You use...
You're all, unless it's like you're hotter than the girl I just fucked or something.
Which is weird.
Kind
don't say kind of.
I've never fucked anyone that looks like you before. Can I give it a go?
Please.
Please. Bitter.
Bitter.
Bitter, bitter, bitter. Oh my God. You're going to have to give it to us, Jerry. You have no idea.
Yeah, I have to. Okay, like, heute habe ich mehr gefickt als gepisst. Today I have fucked more people than I had, like, then I went to the loo, pissing or peeing.
We said pissing and you said no.
No, you
we
said
did
not
say
pee. Pissing.
We did
we
say
said
pee.
Pissing
we
loads did of times.
Sorry.
I'm really upset.
Rude. Wait, so what does that phrase mean? I fucked more people in...
So like, pissed on.
Yeah, because you can use your penis for peeing and fucking.
Yeah.
And so you're saying, like, I have used my penis way often.
More for fucking
than for peeing.
Than
for peeing.
So that's just someone like boasting about how much sex
that's a pickup line.
Ooh,
just like
that, yeah, that's worse.
I have fucked more people than I went to the toilet.
That would be like work as the opposite of a pickup line. It'd be like, well, I'm going to punch you in the dick now, and you're going to have to be on the toilet for the rest of the evening.
Oh God. Yeah,
that's what I have to say to that. Anyway, Callum won.
I won.
Callum won.
Yay!
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 Where's the sound?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Wait, should I get the right one this time?
Yeah.
Yay!
Ding,
yay! Ding 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 ding.
Do you not have applause? I'm really.
Next week. Okay.
We'll get applause.
Producers, listen. We get applause next week. okay. So now we're going to play songs about sex, and because we have two guests in. We have two songs about sex. Callum has picked a song about sex, and Jerry has picked a song about sex. And his song is in German. And we have the German lyrics in front of us, and then also the lyrics to Callum's song. We'll play them back to back, and then we will discuss the songs.
Great. Ooh.
How does that sound, boys?
Yes.
And
I hope I've understood the brief.
this is very serious. So if you don't speak German and you want to get the lyrics up to the German song, Jerry, what is it?
It's Make Love Work by Auletta, which is an Italian city.
Okay, there you go. Make Love Work by Auletta. And Callum's song is Wild by Troye Sivan. You know, Riyadh picked a Troye Sivan song.
Everyone picks a Troye Sivan. His music is perfect for sex.
Perfect for sex. Okay, let's do this. Songs about sex.
Zünde alle deine Feuer. Gib mir was, woran ich glaub. Mit beiden Händen an den Sternen. Frei von Asche und von Staub. Taucht die Welt in neues Licht. Dein Schatten fällt doch nie auf dich. Zünd dein Herz an, lass es brennen. Uns kann nichts vom Leben trennen. Wir werden immer einen Moment verpassen. Hör nie auf, damit den Himmel anzufassen. Komm, renn der Sonne entgegen. Geh nicht in die Knie. Was spricht dagegen? Unser Morgen stirbt nie. Was, wofür ich lebe, für das ich Brücken schlagen kann. Zeit, die Uhren auf Null zu drehen, mach die Morgensonne an. Du hast dein Ticket schon gebucht, du weißt, die Welt ist nicht genug. Zünd dein Feuer an, wir gehen, bis wir uns hinterm Regen sehen. Wir werden immer einen Moment verpassen. Hör nie auf, damit den Himmel anzufassen. Komm, renn der Sonne entgegen.
Make love work. Kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working out now. 'Cause there's still too long to the weekend, too long till I drown in your hands, too long since I've been a fool. Oh, yeah. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew loving could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. Noise in my mind won't calm down. You're all I think about. Running on the music and night highs, but when the light's out, it's me and you now. Now, 'cause there's still too long to the weekend, too long till I come in your hands, too long since I've been a fool. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild. But I can't turn away, and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break. But I can't turn away, and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. Never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild, wild, wild. You're driving me wild.
That song drives me wild, am I right, Lance?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. I've been looking at Jerry throughout the whole thing.
Oh my God. Okay, so I think first we should go through the German song. Yeah? Yeah?
Okay,
yeah?
Do it.
I think you're just going to have to translate for us. Not the whole thing, because then we'll be here for a while. But well, the important phrases.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have to focus on the chorus, which is, let me check. Okay.
What does it mean?
The last bit, like the last column, you have to.
Okay, right, we've got it.
Second page.
Has everyone got the
students? Second page.
Second page two. Student. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, damit ich dich seh. Yeah,
that yeah, like, it begins that with Sünder deine Feuer.
Sünder deine
Feuer.
Sünder means sin, but that's not the word. It's Sünder.
Sünder.
Sünder. A German lesson here. Sünder deine Feuer.
Yeah.
Not Führer.
Not Führer. Okay. No. Look.
Sorry. Sorry. Okay. What does it mean?
Like kindle your fires.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Great.
And then make love work.
So they have that in English.
Yeah.
Like every European song. There's always got to be a hook in English there.
Of course, they have to. And then, damit ich dich sehe.
Damit ich dich sehe.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So that I can see you. So kindle your fires so that I can see you.
Is kindle your fires like that's like a euphemism for like get yourself like turned on and juicy, right?
Maybe, but also like kissed by fire. Because like in Game of Thrones, if you're a redhead, then you're kissed by fire. And ooh, then you've got like ginger pubes as well. So.
Oh, I've never been with someone with ginger pubes.
Oh, kissed by fire.
Was the person in this scenario where you were having sex, did they have ginger pubes?
Have you had sex to this song?
No, I was 14 when I first listened to it.
Well, it's legal in Germany.
Yeah, but it has like... Okay, I have to explain it. So the singer of this song, like... the person of the band, I had a little crush on him and he lived in my city.
Oh my god.
And they have had like a kind of tour and they toured in like just shops. So it wasn't like a little tour. Yeah. And they were distributing condoms.
Oh my god. Yes. And but you were 14?
I was 14.
He's old enough in Germany.
Yeah.
And they just like wrote on the road like make love work and then distributing condoms.
So by making love work, is it like it works if it's safe and consensual?
So I thought when I was 14, make love work. It's just like have sex, have sex, have sex.
That's the way you gotta make love work. It's just fuck, 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 and then love the love.
Of course. And that's why they were distributing condoms. You know, like
I love it. It's like it's like tying it in with a nice safe sex message.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the proper meaning.
Right, what else does it say? I see the words flammen. Does that mean flammen?
Yeah. So it's
everything's in flames.
Yeah, like ich zünd mein Feuer, like the third line. I kindle my fires
when
you are in front of me.
So yeah.
Yeah, I get a boner when you're in front of me. Yeah.
Or wet. I think that.
Or moist.
And then set moist, everything on fire, moist, wherever and whenever. Like, is there something to be said against it?
That sounds like Callum just getting boners whenever and wherever.
Yeah.
It's like I was going to argue, but then I was like yeah, that's accurate.
Set everything on fire when you're in front of me on your knees.
Oh my god.
Oh.
And then the condoms, like, of course. Yeah. And yeah, then the last one is tomorrow will never die. You know, like, it will go on and go on and go on.
Tomorrow is a concept, doesn't exist. You'll never get there.
Deep. Yeah. Deep German lyrics.
Never get tomorrow.
Yeah, Germans are poets.
This one is. Wow, thank you. I feel like I've learnt a lot about German songs about sex.
The other thing is there aren't many German songs which are sexual. That's not a German thing.
But it's such a sexual language.
You think that?
To you.
You think that?
It is. Like, it is.
And, I mean, like, you can swear and say fucking on German radio, but it doesn't exist. There are no filthy German songs.
Not even like them bitches and hoes.
Yeah, that like German rappers. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
They're just like, I fuck my hoe. And yeah, that's it.
My God.
I'm so sorry for my people.
For my people. Okay. That choice of on wild.
Yes.
So Callum, why did you pick this song?
Well, because I had an amazing sexual experience to this song. Well, the entire album.
I feel like every person in the LGBT community has had some sexual experience.
I don't like Troye Sivan's music.
What? I will storm
out.
Gonna
excommunicate.
It's just like Troye Sivan. I don't understand the hype. I just don't understand
his
it.
His voice is like sex. If
his
sex
voice
was
is just
sound,
like auto-tune.
No,
oh
it's
my
like,
God.
Oh, we're going to get in a fight, Jerry.
Okay, sorry. I should stop.
Oh, my God.
It's just, I don't know, it's just the vibe of it. It's like you can just, like, grind to it. And, like, you can just, like, you hear
it's
it.
It's like a dream.
Just, it's like a dream. Yeah, it's like a sexy dream.
Mm.
Okay.
I love the lyrics. Like, my favorite lyrics are in this song. Where is it? White noise in my mind won't calm down. You're all I think about. Like, oh.
That's not sexy.
It is.
Where's the sex?
No, it is because it's like that white noise in my mind is like, I crave you, like my mind won't calm down because I'm like
okay,
craving
you. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
What else have we got in here? Is there anything else?
I mean, you could.
You're driving me wild.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that.
Never knew loving could hurt this good. Is
exactly.
That because he's got an STI?
Yeah. this song is also about safe sex.
Is it, Ben? It feels so good because it's all wrapped up in a condom.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That popular phrase.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and look, because when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad.
Ooh!
Like, it's like, yes,
ooh!
Be ooh! Bad with me, Troy.
Ooh! I like that line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that line right now. That's yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you into that?
You want to grind on that?
It's just a sexy, sexy song. The entire album is just like sex. I love it.
It really is.
Yeah.
You make my heart shake, bend and break. Is his dick bending and breaking? That's what I want to know. What else have we got? Too long till I drown in your hands.
Oh yeah, because when he sings too long till I drown in your hands, it definitely sounds like he says too long till I come in your hands.
What?
No, when you listen to the song. Too long till I come in your... No, I can't sing. But like, but like, listen to that song, and in that line, it definitely sounds like he says come in my hands.
Okay, everyone, listen to that again. I will be doing that later.
And you'll hear it, and you'll know what God. I mean. Yeah.
Okay, I'll text you later.
Okay, look forward to it.
Oh my God. Okay, we've got some more tweets that have come in. Dean Morris has said, can you ask your German friend how popular Namik music is in Germany?
What?
I think they're a band. Are they popular in Germany?
What's the name of the band?
It's on your screen. Can you read it? Namik.
Wait. I don't know them.
Sorry.
Not popular. Popular at all.
If Jerry doesn't know them, then, you know. Callum Edwards has said, sitting down, eating KFC, cuddling my boyfriend while listening to FUBAR Radio and cracking up laughing. Thanks, Callum. And also your name is spelt the good way.
The good way with one L. Not like those two L bastards.
And Juliet has just said, would you rather stub your toe or have a paper cut?
Paper cut.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Paper cut's long lasting though.
Yeah, and then everything.
Stub your toe is just like the worst thing in the world.
I know, but like, I'm pretty sure I've stubbed my toes more times than having a paper cut, so I have more of a fear of paper cuts.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
And like, stubbing your toe, it hurts for 2 minutes, but a paper cut can hurt for days.
And you have to like wrap it up in a plaster or a condom.
Of course, a condom.
I'm sorry. Okay, right, we are going to be playing Shitter Twitter in a bit.
Shitter
so
Twitter.
So everyone get your tweet drafts ready.
Oh God.
So this is the fun game where I make my guests go into their Twitter drafts and read them out for the world to hear.
This is a frightening game. Like,
when I told Callum what it was, his face dropped.
There's a reason they're drafts. There's a reason they don't get published.
If you guys listening have any Twitter drafts, that you are willing to share. You can share them publicly by tweeting at FUBAR Radio and we'll read them out. Or if you don't actually want to, you know, tweet them publicly, then you can email them hannah@fubarradio.com. And also, whilst you're at it, if you've got any questions for drunk advice later, then also send those in. Right. Who wants to go first, boys?
Oh.
I think Callum has to go first.
Oh, okay.
Have you got okay. one?
I've got a lot. I'm looking for a good one.
I would just... I feel like I just need to admit that I don't have any new Twitter drafts this week. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, very lucky because my phone is new, so I just have like 3 Twitter drafts. But and two of them are just about you.
Wait, what? Jerry's just been tweeting about me in German the last few days and always just Snapchatting in German, and I'm just there like, what's he saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, you ready, Cal?
Yeah.
You forgot one?
Yeah, okay. I've got one. When I walk into the room naked and jump in your lap and start licking your face, apparently I'm disturbed. But when the dog does it, it's cute as hell.
Why didn't that get tweeted? That's
it was
great.
It was too long.
That's great.
It was too long.
Oh, it was too long. Oh, I'm an expert at getting it into 140
I know. I think I saved it as a draft. I was like, oh, that's good. I'll shorten that down later.
Oh, okay. I never did. I hope you do.
I'm deleting. No, it's still. Oh, save draft. We're good.
I think the people need that.
There's a lot of like political stuff and like feminism and stuff. Like this one here. Like, stop comparing women by their beauty standards. Stop comparing women by their achievements. Stop comparing women.
Wow, you were angry that day.
I was angry that day, and I was like, no, Callum, calm down. If you still want to tweet that in an hour, you can go ahead. But right now, you need to sit down.
That's amazing that you managed to control yourself like that.
Yeah, I do. I if it's ever political or like a bit contentious or a bit emotionally driven, I always like give myself a minute.
Wow, I don't.
You just like send.
I'm so impulsive.
I'm always getting myself into trouble on Twitter, though.
But like, so I don't have any tweet drafts, but there was a bit of a saga that I had on Twitter this morning because. I impulsively, without, you know, driven by emotions, and didn't. I should have slept on it. I should have just given it an hour, like you, smart, wise man. but I didn't. And I texted someone, and then I tweeted, being like, I did that thing where you send an impulsive text, and now they've seen it, but haven't replied, and you regret everything. And then it just kept going, and it was like, it was a needlessly dramatic text too. I hate past me. She's an idiot. And then it's like, whoops, sorry, that text was really specific to our situation, was actually meant for somebody else. And then someone said that I should just tell them I was drunk, and I was like, it's 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. And then...
You were filming an early drunk advice.
Oh, why did you say that? Yeah, that's a good excuse.
Yeah, just 10 a.m. drunk advice filming. Or I'm like still drunk from the night before.
Of course.
And then someone...
You're one of the only people in the world who can say, I'm drunk, but it was for work.
It was for work. Yeah, man. Absolutely. I love that. And then someone said to me, oh, just stand up for what you said. Obviously, it must be something that was bugging you. Hope all goes well.
Aww.
And then I replied to them just being like, okay, yeah, you're right. Now I will patiently wait. And I patiently waited, and then I got my reply, and we had it out, and it actually worked.
Oh, good.
So the impulsive text, like, worked.
But did you do the thing where you sit there and you've written the message and you sit there with your finger over it debating whether or not you should hit send?
Yeah, I just hit send.
And then you just hit send.
Anyway, you got any tweet drafts, Jerry?
Yes, I have.
In German? About me?
Not in German, in English.
I'm in English.
Yeah, okay.
English.
Okay. At Hannah Witten, be prepared to take the sleepy German, but please take me kindly.
Oh my God!
That's referring to the German tweet. You translated.
Oh my God. Okay, so Jerry tweeted before he came to London, just being like, oh, I'm going to London and like staying with Hannah Witten. She's kindly letting me stay with her or something like that. And, but obviously it's in German, and so on Twitter it's like you can translate it, like it's Bing that translates it. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on it to translate, and it said like, she is taking me kindly. And I was like, what? Oh dear. Any more good ones? Anyone?
I don't know if I've got any other good ones.
I have one, but I can't remember if I already read it out. That's the thing. Because it just says, where the hell is my period? So close to using my emergency pregnancy test, but there's also no chance of that. But I've got my period now, so it's fine.
So you're fine. You're all good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations,
Thank
Hannah
you.
Witten. Oh. You know, I'm just so proud of you. Because it's
so
like
emotional.
Perioding for the first time. Or like the first time in like 10 years. 7 years.
Yeah.
All right, diehard Hannah Witten fan.
He was really concerned about me.
No, just a concern about your period.
I was just laughing at her. Different kinds of friendship.
You wanted me to send you pictures.
I did. I wanted pictures of your bloody underwear. I just wanted to feel involved. I was curious.
I'll send you a picture of my bloody underwear one day.
Yeah, I feel like all men should learn. I feel like that's a good learning experience.
Okay, yeah.
It doesn't really look that gross.
No, I bet it looks lovely.
I know.
Especially if it's just like first day and you catch it.
You're like a little red flower.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That could be German.
You're going to write a poem about periods about now.
Poem like something about Jerry
periods.
Would
got any more sweet drafts, Jerry? Come on.
I've got one here.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's not that good.
Aww.
It just says, in quotation marks, "Oh, so you're a social media influencer. What kind of issues do you talk about?" And then it's just a picture of one of my tweets where it just says, "Are these dogs or marshmallows?"
Wait, no, but is that one, those pictures where they have like animals and things next to each other and it's like,
no, look, these look, they look like marshmallows, Hannah Witten.
But
look,
are they dogs?
Look.
Aww.
Oh, I want to see it.
Little marshmallow dogs.
Guys, you
don't hit tweet, you little fuck.
Oh, hit tweet. Tweet it.
That's cute. No, I don't want to be rude.
Oh, good boy. Good German boy.
Good German boy. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Okay. You got another one?
Yeah, it's boring, but it's German, so you have to guess it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Wieso trage ich in letzter Zeit an Drehtagen immer dieselben Sachen?
Cool.
Yeah,
just like, what happened?
I can see why you didn't tweet
okay,
that.
Okay, actually, before you tell us what it means, tell us why it didn't get tweeted.
You know, like, it's a bit about my laziness.
And you just don't want people to know that you're lazy.
No, I want people to know that I'm lazy, but it's just like very boring. And it's about clothes.
You're so lazy.
You're
you
so
didn't
lazy.
Tweet it.
Yeah, I was so lazy that I didn't tweet it, and it's so lame, you know?
So it's just about clothes?
Yeah, I wear the same clothes. Like, Hannah Witten can explain that.
Okay, so whilst Jerry's been at mine, he's been editing videos, and the first day he was like sat editing a video and he was wearing exactly the same clothes in person that video Jerry was wearing, and then the next day he's editing a different video and Jerry in real life, present Jerry, is wearing the exact same clothes that Jerry in the video is wearing.
I don't know why.
He's like a time traveller.
It was
I
so
I am
weird.
A time traveller.
I was just like, mate, do you wash?
I have like 100 shirts.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Some of
them are very masculine.
I had less clothes than my ex.
I have like 5 t-shirts, that's it.
Yeah, you... Callum packed so light.
It's because like, I don't own anything.
But whenever we've gone away, we're just like, me and Mel are there, and Riyadh. Jeez, Riyadh's worse.
Like, Riyadh is a whole other level.
Riyadh brings like his whole bathroom with him.
Yeah, Riyadh goes
he
away.
He brings
for
a salon.
He goes for a day, and he's got like 3 suitcases. It's insane.
Plus his drone.
Plus his drone.
Oh my God. Okay. After this, we are going to be playing. We're going to be playing "The Fuck You Saying, Mate."
Oh, I'm so excited.
No idea what that is.
You know, you've listened to this show before.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fake fan.
Fake fan, Callum. All right.
If you got the money, I think it would be funny, uh-oh, to take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me, cause then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh. I could take her out the next day for pretty much free. And all the boys, they go da-dee-doo-da-da-dee-da-doo-da, dum-dum-de-de-dum-dum, dum, da-dee-da-doo-da-da-dum, da-dee-doo-da-dee-da-doo-da, dum-dum-de-de-dum-dum, dum, da-dee-da-doo-da-da-dum. I spend late nights trying to pick up love off the floor where the other brothers leave it be. I was stuck hard down, it's like chewing gum. While going on the floor, I sing my R.I.P. Cause the songbirds don't do singing on pavements. No sweet melody, the sound of spit. Spat orbit, spoke lost hope. So toot what you told, man, choke on it. We be near heaven at a 10:45. By 3, we are thinking of the love we lost. By 4, we be high, thinking of the girl lost. Second, check the odds, was it worth the cost? You give a toss, or are you looking away, wondering why you can't eat, why you never sleep, drunk all the time, cold in the heat, what you sow, man, is what you reap. If you got that money, 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 oh, I think it would be funny to
take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh. I could take her out the next day for pretty much free. You were always meant to walk out that job, you keep stopping. Should tell your girl more often that loving is all about doors unlocking. Now you're certain enough near a man free. With a bloody ollie up on a karaoke. Tweedle on the needle, man, you're just for thread. Great granddaddy for in Gallipoli. He's the only of his friends not shot down dead. Lovers all talking, the spits and tongues. Fight in the playground, bully each other. Double their kids up, pollute their lungs. Threaten with the rap through their big boy brother. Some others say, what you run away? And mama still wants you home for supper. Work all day, little to no pay. And that's uptown right now to the door with your dee dum dum dee da da dee dum dum dee. Move out of the way, man. Dum dee da da dee dum dee dum dee. Well, she wants money, 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 money. Yes, she wants money, 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 money. Well, she wants money, 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 money. Yes, she wants money, 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 money. Where you got the money at? I think it would be funny, uh-oh. To take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Cause then she might be happier. No longer lonely, uh-oh. Well, I could take her out the next day for pretty much, baby. She said, I think it should be funny, uh-oh. To take your girl, spend a bit of your cash for me. Cause then she might be happy, no longer lonely, uh-oh. And I could take her out the next day for pretty much free.
That was such a great blast from the past.
I know, I love that song.
Cal and I are just like, Jerry has no idea what's going
on.
No idea.
I don't know the song, so.
You weren't born yet.
Cal and I are just like, having a great party time. Okay, boys, are you ready for
Yes, the fuck you're saying, mate? Yes.
Okay, so this is a game that I made up because I like games. And Cal, have you heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
Is it the one where it does them all wrong?
Yeah, I love that.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, good. So for those who aren't listening, if you like just search into YouTube like how to pronounce anything, then the main hit that you will probably get is a parody channel where everything is pronounced like completely wrong and hilariously. And so what I'm going to do is I've got the audio of some of these words.
Oh, okay. This is a great game, yeah. Hannah Witten.
And I'm going to play them, and then Jerry and Cal have to guess what the actual real word is. So, for an example, this, according to Pronunciation Manual, is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Porno. Porn. Porn cat on man anal.
Every time.
Amazing.
I love it.
Amazing.
Okay, so are you boys ready? Do you want noises, buzzers in?
Oh, yeah, what should we have this time?
Okay, that's mine.
Shall I just moan again? It's all I can do. I'm
as long as it's
original.
Different from Jerry's.
Oh!
How's that? Is that good for you?
That's
oh my
great.
God.
It was good
that
for
was
me.
Like... Sounded painful a little bit painful. Okay, right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I'm excited because I'm like the quiz master this time and like not playing.
I'm so nervous.
So ready.
Okay, you're going to be fine. Here's the first. Oh, you get three listens. Here's the first one.
Kokokina Kwoa. Kokokina Kwoa. Kokokina Kwoa.
It's so interesting knowing what it is before listening to it.
Kwoa. This is hard. This is really hard. Kokokina Kwoa.
Kokokina Kwoa. Guys, silence doesn't work
well
on radio.
This is my thinking voice.
Think out loud!
Kokokina Kwoa. Well, I was going, I was like Coca-Cola, but I don't feel like that's right.
Oh, that could be right.
It's not right, but it is something that you, like, consume in your mouth.
Consuming. Kokokina.
Yeah.
That's my buzzer.
Oh, okay. Yes, Jerry.
Maybe just like coconut water?
No.
That was good, though. Is it coconut something?
No, it's not coconut something. Coconut. But it is, it's something...
Something you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
What do you put in your mouth, Jerry?
The What's in Your Mouth Challenge.
Kokokina Quora. I don't know. This is hard. I'm trying.
Kokokina Quora.
Kokokina Quora.
Kokokina Quora. Kokokina Quora.
Quora.
You're going to kick yourself when you know what it is.
Kokokina Quora.
Don't think coconut. It doesn't begin with a C.
It doesn't.
It.
Oh! Quinoa.
Yes.
Yes.
It's quinoa.
Quinoa.
What's know, that?
Oh, it's like couscous. It's like couscous.
But that's not something to drink.
No, you eat just it.
To, okay, yeah. Putting
food.
In my mouth,
I put
yeah.
putting mouth. I didn't say eat or drink. One point to Callum. Sorry, you don't.
Boom.
What is quinoa in German? Someone tweet us. What's quinoa?
Quinoa. We say quinoa.
Quinoa.
What, quinoa. Sorry. Okay. Next one.
Dun, dee, dun.
Sorry, I just read what it is.
Dun, dee, dun, dun.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I just heard like dick, dick,
I'm sorry.
Dick.
I interrupted that because I read the answer like halfway through and it's very funny.
Can you play it again?
Yeah.
Dun dee dee. Dun dee dee. Dun dee dee.
It doesn't begin with a D.
Sounds like they're trying to say Dodie.
Dun dee dee. Dun dee. Dun dee. It doesn't begin with a D.
It doesn't, okay.
No. But there are D's in the word.
Oh. Some
anyone tuning in now is like, what is happening?
Just like,
noises. Like, this is experimental radio, everyone.
Can we have a little clue, Hannah? Where?
Yeah.
Does it go in your mouth?
It doesn't go in your mouth. It's something. It's kind of something you. Something you wear.
What?
Yes,
maybe
Jerry.
Underwear?
No, no, it's not. It's not a general thing. It's like a very specific. Like it's the I don't know if I say it, if I say that, then it's giving away too much. I will say this if like have a couple more guesses and then.
I don't understand.
T-shirt.
It's a brand. It's a brand name.
Is it like
and it doesn't
K-N-Y
start with a D
or something?
It doesn't start with a D. No, but there's D's in the word.
I feel like in school.
Huh?
Deodora? No?
No.
But that's. It starts with a D. It
Adidas.
Start with...
Yes!
Is no! it? Is it?
It's Adidas!
Oh, I didn't even have to orgasm for that.
You should have orgasmed.
I know, I'm sorry.
So this is Adidas.
Dun, dee, dun.
Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah.
Dun, dee, dun,
dun. Oh my god, amazing. Okay, right, next one.
Bin, dun, bin, dun, dun, bin, dun.
Oh god, I have no idea how what? You're gonna get that.
I'm really upset.
That's just like desperate moaning.
Oh okay, so I think the only way to give. Like to give you any clues as to what that is that it's like a person / character, and this is more in the way that that person speaks.
Right. Okay.
So
it's so like
I don't understand.
I don't even understand. And this
you
one's
have
hard.
The answer.
This
so that's
one's
like,
hard.
What character speaks like that?
The one from Star Wars?
Oh, is it like Boris Johnson or something?
No, but kind of on the right track, I guess, but not from Star Wars.
Star Trek?
No. That hurt. That genuinely hurt doing that.
Hannah, I don't like your game. It's too hard.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, boys. It's challenging. Use those tiny little brains of yours.
Can we have it one more time, please, Hannah Morton?
Yeah. One more. Last time.
Last time.
What letter do you think it's starting with?
B.
Yeah,
B.
Correct.
B.
Yeah.
Bin. But Barney, the dinosaur, isn't it?
No. Okay, so it's a superhero.
Batman.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that one was difficult. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Okay, next one. Next one.
Blech.
I thought that was Jerry.
Blech. Blech.
Sorry, that's... I'm having a great time. Because this is how this content is supposed to be consumed, you knowing what the word is.
Yeah.
And then it's hilarious.
Okay, give it to me again.
I'll give it to you again.
Give it to me hard.
Blech. 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 Blech.
Sounds German.
That's not Blech. German.
Blech. Is this like another person? Is this a person's
no,
name?
No, this isn't a person, but like, what did you just say then?
Name.
No, the how you pronounce that, like just what you heard.
I'm confused, I don't understand.
Like the noise that you heard?
Yeah.
What is the noise that you heard?
Like a groan. No.
Yeah, but what is it? Like repeat it.
Blech.
Yeah, exactly.
Blech.
If you saw this word written down, that is like a way that you could say
is it like
it.
Blurg, like BLEURGH?
Oh, close.
Blech. Black.
No.
Blech. I don't understand.
Me neither.
Blech.
Look at the
Blech.
German for advice.
Blech.
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 That's a German word.
But I'm doing the German pronunciation so you can try and figure out what the letters are. Blech.
BLECH.
The end is right, but the vowels are wrong. This is quality radio.
Blech.
Blech.
Blech. Like BLECH.
One letter's missing.
Bleach.
Yes.
Oh. Ah. Boom. 3 points to me. Fuck
Blech.
You, Germany.
One point for me.
He's got a point.
Yeah. 3-1.
Which no.
3-2.
You didn't get 2 points.
I have 1 point. You have 2 points.
I have 3 points. Actually,
no.
I got quinoa, bleach, and Adidas.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Suck on that, Germany.
3-1. Okay, so there's Callum's one, but let's do the final one.
Okay.
Cuddle Buddington. Cuddle. Bunnington. Cuddle Bunnington.
Cuddle Bunnington?
Yep.
Cuddle.
It's like Benedict Cumberbatch or something.
It's a person, but not that
Cuddle,
guy.
Cuddle Bunnington.
Cuddle Bunnington.
Colonel. No. Is it Colonel?
No, not Colonel.
David Cameron.
No, not David Cameron.
Cuddle Bunnington.
Paddington the Bear.
No, not a person.
Does the person's name begin with a C?
Doesn't begin with a C, but.
K.
Yeah.
Not
cuddle
like Kim Kardashian or something.
No,
that's close.
No,
Kim
Cuddle Bunnington.
Oh god,
are you trying to give him clues?
No,
are you trying?
No, I was just biting air near my microphone because that's just kind of what I was doing to kill the time.
Okay, Cuddle Bunnington.
Cuddle Bunnington. Let's listen to it again.
Yeah.
Cuddle Buddington.
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 Cuddle Bunnington.
Bunnington.
Cuddle Buddington.
Come on, lads.
I'm trying.
Come on, lads.
I'm sorry. Cuddle Buddington.
It's like a mixture of bunny and button. Like
button.
I'm going to have to tell you.
Okay, clue. Give us a clue.
Yeah.
A clue. Okay. Female.
With K.
Female beginning with a K.
Keira Knightley.
No, second name begins with an M.
Oh, well, that's too hard. Kylie Minogue.
No, but...
close?
No.
Kylie Jenner.
No,
Kylie.
It's not a Kylie. Not a Kylie.
Kate
Winslet.
Middleton.
Kate Middleton. Got a Middleton. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yay. Okay. Yay. Callum wins.
I got all the points.
Sorry, it's a language game, though, and you're German, so...
I know.
You were already... It wasn't a level playing field, shall we say.
Yeah, but I was celebrating my win. You just put me down.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Look at that. We got...
sound effects.
We got the sound effects
professional.
In.
Professional.
Okay. After this song, we are going to be playing Drunk Advice Live.
Yay!
And you can head over to the FUBAR Radio Facebook page where it will be live streamed, so you can like actually visibly see us in the studio.
Visibly say our pretty faces.
Yeah. Yes. I know. How adorable. C'est qu'il prend bien trop de place. Ce mal sans nom que l'on se passe. A fini par taire la souris. A se foutre en l'air, à toujours fuir. Va lui donner bien trop de place. Il ne tarderait à faire surface. Ce mal sans nom, si tu t'enfuis. Ce mal sans nom, loin de la nuit. Oh mon ami, temps qui passe, tourne, tourne, tourne et jamais ne te lasse. Dis-moi, comment fais-tu? Je vois souvent cette fille qui passe, qui jamais ne se retourne et me regarde en face. Je me dis, aime-la, maudite. C'est qui nous tient bien?
I just assumed it was German because it was foreign.
What? Oh, no, that was definitely French.
Definitely, yeah. French.
It is drunk advice time.
We are in the spirit of drunk.
Yeah, well, so the rules of drunk advice. Oh, also, go watch on Facebook. FUBAR Radio. If you search FUBAR Radio on Facebook, you can watch on Facebook
can
Live.
Can they see us?
Yeah, that's these exciting. These cameras are. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Facebook.
Okay, so rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Yep.
We're all in the spirit of drunk.
Yay.
What does that even mean?
That's me every evening.
Rule number two, have a friend with you or friends. Got Callum McSwiggan and Jerry's a German. the people just listening can't.
I know, I have to make it.
Yeah. Okay. And rule number three, don't take our advice. Even if we're sober, sad. Still don't take
still
it.
Still don't take our
still
advice. Terrible advice.
Do not take it. Okay. Right. Let's get right into it. I saw this one that came in saying, hi. I recently broke up with my boyfriend and have just found out I have chlamydia. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
I thought he was cheating on me. Does this confirm it? Should I confront him about it? Thoughts?
Mm.
I think it doesn't confirm that he was cheating on you, but makes it kind of more likely. And definitely confront him.
Of course. Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. Yep. Because he might not know that he has chlamydia. And as when you, like, find out that you have an STI, it's kind of like your obligation to tell your sexual partner.
It is, but did you know that there are online services now where you can ask them to do it for you?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to contact your ex. You can tell them to contact your ex for you.
What? Basically, what you can do is you can, if you don't want to tell your ex or exes that you have an STI, then there's like software where you put their phone numbers in or their email addresses in, and they will get an anonymous text or email basically being like, a recent sexual partner of yours has got an STI. You might want to go get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Really good advice.
But so it depends if you want to also confront them about the cheating. They are your ex.
But so. I don't know if that confirms that they're cheating. It depends like how often you would be getting tested.
It depends if they knew they were clean before they started the relationship. And
then suddenly they had it, then that kind of does confirm it.
Yeah. kind of. Sorry about that. So you have to tell them about the chlamydia, but you don't have to tell them in person if you don't want to see your dirty cheating ex.
Or you just scream it. Get experimental with it. Like, leave them, like, send a pigeon carrier. Or, like,
that's yeah. cool.
Or just, like, go in front of her office window and just scream, chlamydia!
Yeah, or, like, write it in the sky. You have chlamydia.
that's too romantic.
Too romantic. I gave you chlamydia. Will you be my chlamydia partner? Okay. I think we solved that one.
Yeah, yep. Well done,
yep,
us.
Yep.
I overheard someone at college calling me a dick. Should I approach them about it or just let it slide? I thought we were friends.
College drama. Why were they calling you a dick? You don't sound like a dick at all. You sound lovely.
Yeah, and this person's name begins with a C as well.
So
Callum.
It might have been me.
What do we think? Like, I think it's up to you. It depends, like, how good a friend they are to you. Do you have to, like, see them on the regs? What are you laughing at, Jerry?
No, like, when it's a boy, he just can send a dick pic.
What?
I think you've misunderstood the question.
No, I mean, that's confronting him. And he called, or she, or whatever, called the person a dick.
So you're saying respond by sending a dick pic.
Of course.
This is
do you do know that in English, if you call someone a dick...
I know, okay. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, well, take Jerry's advice.
Yeah, that's
send
good.
Them a dick pic, even if you're a girl.
Okay. Okay, boys, you might be able to help with this, because I have no experience with Grindr.
I'm just reading Grindr.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Jerry was showing me Grindr.
Have you never played with Grindr?
No.
That's so Wayne. Much fun.
It's a fun little world.
There was someone on it who was like 48 metres from my house. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, a gay. Mm.
Sometimes it says like 1 metre away and it's yeah.
Like
where?
Last week,
where? I don't understand.
Last week it was a train station, just said like 10 metres. And was like,
oh my God, where are you?
Grindr's so weird. Anyway, so this person has said, hi Hannah. Met someone on Grindr. We've arranged to meet up for a date this weekend. We had our first phone conversation last night, and he has the most annoying voice ever.
No!
Should I cancel the date? Please help. That's hilarious. Oh, but you know how some people's phone voices aren't the same as their
real
voice?
Yeah, that's true.
But that's hot. Oops.
Oh, I would still go on the date. Yeah, because like he might be like a 10 out of 10 would recommend to a friend. Like,
have you ever done that? Have you ever like actually given someone your sloppy seconds?
Riyadh has given me a boy.
Oh. That's true.
I've never given him one of mine. No, I gave him permission once, but he didn't go there.
I'm trying to think if I ever have. I think, well, in my friendship group, a lot of us have like, you know, gone out with or slept with the same people anyway.
Yeah.
And rather than like pawning them off and be like, I don't like this person, but maybe you will. It's more of a like 1 year later, they're like, this is cool, right? I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Oh, if I still have feelings for them though, I can get very possessive.
Possessive?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, what would you say to this person, Joey? Should they still go on the date? Or?
I think they should. You know, like, it can be fine, but I hate annoying voices, so.
What was like the content of the conversation? Like, you know, or could you not get past it because they're annoying voice?
Well, was this because it was on Grindr? Was this just for sex or was this for a relationship?
Yeah, well, it sounds like they're planning a date and they had a phone conversation.
Strange. Yeah,
it's Grindr.
Yeah, that's not what Grindr's
for. You're using Grindr wrong. There you go.
Yeah, our advice is delete Grindr, get Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah, because that Tinder's where the
Tinder's
some dates
serious.
Happen.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting that you think Tinder's more serious.
Oh, but also
it is more serious.
It is, but like compared to the gay community. <That's> Callum just shrugs. Oh my God. Jerry, do you want to read the next one?
Yeah. So, did you guys ever fancy any of your teachers? I fancy one of mine now, and I think I'm weird.
You're not weird.
Oh my God.
No.
But yeah. Also, like, you can't act upon that. Like, I fancied my maths teacher.
Well, English teacher.
When I was like 15.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, Jerry has a story.
Yeah, like, someone of my school, she like left school because she made her A levels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, she is in a relationship with her teacher.
And afterwards is fine.
Yeah, it's
no,
fine.
No. But we don't think that. It
you think it started before?
Yeah. Of course! And he's like 20 years older than her.
20 years?
20 years.
That's insane.
That's insane, yeah.
You know, I almost went there the other way around.
Ooh.
Wait, when I was a teacher.
Oh, my Callum!
When I was 21.
You were a teacher?
I was, when I was 21. And I
suddenly Jerry's like, hello.
Hi, teacher.
I had an 18-year-old Spanish student when I was 21, and I really fancied him.
Okay,
and he tried it, but I said no. I was 100% professional.
Yeah,
coming from me, I know. That's.
Oh, my God. I remember, so I left that school when I was 16. And I remember bumping into my old maths teacher in this pub when I was 17. So I was drinking underage, but, like, you know, I was not at that school anymore. And I remember, like, bumping into him, and I was really drunk, and I just remember going, "Hi, sir! Hi,
sir!"
So embarrassing. Oh. If you do fancy your teacher and you leave the school and you happen to see them in a social situation afterwards, just don't call them sir or miss. Like, just call them by their name and then maybe you'll stand a chance. But yeah, no. Whoopsie daisy.
I mean, teachers are just people.
I used to masturbate over my English teacher all the time.
Oh my God.
I did that. Oh, Hannah, you act like you didn't do it.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Not at that age. I didn't discover masturbation feet until years after that.
Really?
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know. But I was good at maths because of him, I think.
So you're really good at maths.
He's really good at maths.
My English teacher who I fancied, he was teaching comparatives and superlatives, and he said it goes best, better, bestest.
Oh no!
So my English teacher, not the brightest spark.
Oh no!
But very, very attractive.
Wow. Okay. Someone has said, "I've been texting a girl for a few months and we're getting close. What's my next step? I really like her." Mate, why have you just been texting?
Yeah, I wanted to say that. Just see her in person.
Just
yeah.
meet up. Talk on the phone. FaceTime.
If they talk on the phone, then they might discover the horrible voice.
Back in that problem again. No.
Like, when something's been going on via text for months, you've got such a different idea.
You've made up who they are.
Yeah, the person that you're talking to and the idea that you have of them in your head isn't that real person. So you need to meet up with them or FaceTime or something as soon as possible because you've... basically, a lot of your expectations will either... be shattered or sorry.
if I match someone on Tinder, I'm just like, hey, want to go out on Friday? Like, I just ask them out straight away because I'm like, I don't want to waste all this time chatting away, and then you meet them and you don't even like them.
True dat.
I feel like drunk advice without the alcohol means that the advice is actually good.
Yeah.
Well, the advice and drunk advice is always good anyway. I think it's great.
I mean, have you watched the videos back, Hannah?
Nope.
I was editing one today. Out next week. Midnight Beast, if the footage decides to cooperate with me, because it keeps deleting itself and then I have to re-find it. It's very stressful. But I'll give a little teaser to that, actually. There's this moment where we're talking about STIs and stuff, and we're just like, wear a condom. And then Ash goes, yeah, but, like, let's be honest, guys, like, it doesn't feel as good with a condom. And then I just say to him, like, fuck off!
Yes, Hannah
Wynn. I swear at him. I'm like, fuck you, no.
If it doesn't feel as good with a condom, you're probably wearing the wrong size, just saying. Need to try a different size.
Don't say that to him, because then he'll just all be like, oh, yo, I'm doing so bad. Oh, dear. Okay. I keep getting asked out by this guy to come over for Netflix and chill. I like him, but I'm not interested in him that way. How do I let him down without hurting him? Okay, this is one of, like, this gets to me so much, because I feel like, Sam, I don't know if you're male or female, but if you are female... I feel like this is just something that I relate to so much because women are just like, how do I reject this person without hurting their feelings? Because women always put other people's feelings first. Yeah. No, put your own feelings first. Turn him down.
Yeah, I thought, like, just why without hurting him?
Yeah.
Why?
He's going to get hurt either way. This is the thing. Like, you can't go through life without hurting anyone.
Yes.
If someone likes you and you don't like them, it's like, no matter what you do, they're going to be hurt.
Them. Yeah, and you'll hurt them more if you drag it out.
Yes. And I think this person's kind of dumb, because if you ask for Netflix and chill...
Hey, I ask people for Netflix and
what?
Chill.
What, Callum?
I do.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. That's but it's cute.
No, it's not cute. Okay, it's more like, I don't... I'm not brave enough to say that I want to have sex with you.
No, because it's like...
But
yeah.
when you say Netflix and chill, do you actually want to have sex with them, or are you just inviting them over to watch Netflix?
I mean, when I say, come over... for Netflix and like cuddling, and then we'll probably have sex, but you don't have to, you know, consent and all that.
Consent and all that, good. Good.
I don't know, I think it's cute. Though a couple of times I've been to guys, I've been like, hey, do you want to come over and have sex? And they're just like, that's weird. And I'm like, why? Why can't we just be adults and like say what we want to do?
There we go. There we Life go. Advice with Callum. Like, I can't. Okay, keep sending in your questions, guys. We're going to do some more junk advice after this.
You always make mistakes like this. Are you having fun? I tell you I've got my secrets too. I go hunting for someone like you. Are you having fun? Oh, tell me, how did it feel? Did it all get too real for you? Everybody's screaming out your name. Are you scared? Think you're worth it.
Presents Sweet Talk with Dan Clark.
This is a very controversial thing to say because I know people adore this film, but I never liked Ferris Bueller. Well, it's not the film itself, it's just I've watched it recently because someone was saying to me, I think you're insane for not liking that film, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I love all John Hughes's other films, and I re-watched it recently and the same feelings came back, which was he was the sort of kid I fucking hated at school. Not only is he massively privileged living in a huge house, yeah, but he's getting away with doing whatever he wants. Yeah.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I think we've got like my favourite question ever for drunk advice here.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, Hannah and friends. I found out my boyfriend used my toothbrush last night and now I feel sick. I like kissing him, but this is too much. I told him and now he's annoyed with me. What can I do? Yes, so I went.
I think that's disgusting.
No,
really?
It is.
I don't mind.
Okay,
don't,
like, but here's the thing. I think that there are two types of people, which is like those who like are fine with sharing toothbrushes and those that aren't. I'm in the I don't give a fuck.
I'm 100% fine with
it. I'm like, if we're kissing,
if I'm putting my tongue like all like down in your throat and stuff, then,
and maybe
like,
around your genitalia,
yeah,
then like we're gonna share a toothbrush.
Yeah.
But my ex like wouldn't share a toothbrush, and so we had like separate toothbrushes at each other's houses.
Well, I think it's like, I mean, you shouldn't make a regular habit of sharing toothbrushes.
No.
That is a bit weird, Hannah.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
love each other so much, we just have one toothbrush.
No, but like it was even like the first time I stayed over, he was like, "No, here's
another one."
That could
here's
be me.
Well, I actually keep spare toothbrushes in the house for that.
Oh, that's cool.
For
yeah,
those people.
For those people.
So, what should this person do? I think it's totally fine that you're not into sharing toothbrushes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
But I
yeah.
also think that it should have been established earlier in the relationship.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just put like vinegar on the toothbrush and then
oh, yeah, yeah, totally yeah, fuck so with cool. them. That's yeah. amazing. Yeah.
Oh my God. Or just as a nice gesture, buy them a toothbrush.
That is not nice.
I can see that guy. I can see that being like, what the hell is this?
No, but like wrap yeah, it in a bow.
Do you want to break up?
It's like wrap it in a bow and it would be cute. But
that's like
they would take it the
people.
Wrong way. Yeah.
Really?
No. Yeah, they'd be like, no, yeah. Oh, I see how it is.
Oh.
Yeah. They'd be like, fuck
wait.
You and fuck your toothbrush.
Okay. No, but I guess when it's the other way around.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, person.
It's tough. You're going to have to break up.
Sorry.
So that was about it.
Sorry. Remember, don't take our advice. we just had someone saying, someone tweeted something in German.
Oh, what does it mean?
What does it mean, Jerry?
It's auch wenn ich in dem Fall Jerry den Sieg gegönnt hätte, which is like, I want Jerry to win the whole game, like the last game.
Oh, it's a shame.
Well,
you didn't
he did
win,
it.
Though, did
he
you?
Lost.
I won.
So
won. 4 points.
I annihilated you. Sorry about it.
Annihilated. I feel like you and your partner need to sit down and discuss the toothbrush thing.
Oh, we're back to the toothbrush.
Okay,
we're back to the toothbrush. I thought
sorry.
We resolved that.
I just saw that tweet come in. But yeah, basically.
Yeah.
There's another question here that says, Hannah, how do I know what I am? Sexuality.
Oh.
Help.
Oh. We've got three different sexualities
know?
In the room, so.
Yes.
How do you know? How do you know?
Experimentation.
Yeah, I think
you know,
that's good.
Messing around, yeah. Following your urges, seeing yes. what works for you, seeing what doesn't work for you, a lot of masturbating, a lot of porn.
Don't be... No, porn is not good because it's like...
That's
lowering.
So good. That's
no,
fine.
Because it's lowering your, like... Your limit of arousement.
This
know?
Is true. If
this
you watch
is
too
true.
Much of it,
if you yeah. But that's over the long term. I mean, when you're like, I'm assuming this person's quite young. Maybe not,
yeah, okay.
you know, because people can
go for it. Go
yeah,
for it.
But
cover
like,
it. Watch all the porn.
Watch all the porn.
Watch all the porn. Let me like just don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Also, it's totally fine to not know.
Yeah, you don't have to label yourself. Yeah. Just go with it. And just if you fancy...
Go with the flow. If you're like, I like this person, and that can be your sexuality. Your sexuality can be that person.
That person.
I am Hannah sexual.
Oh, God. I wish I was someone's sexuality. Like, they were just attracted to me. The man I marry.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm. He'll just be
oh,
exclusively...
I want the man I marry to be exclusive.
Yeah. This
Hannah,
is a thing
Hannah
now.
Witten sexual.
This is a thing.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Scott Greengrass is watching on Facebook Live. So shout out to Scott
shout
Greengrass.
Out Scott.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, that's fun.
I love Scott Greengrass.
His last name, Greengrass.
Greengrass.
Greengrass. Interesting. Okay. Hey, I think I'm falling in love with my best friend's girlfriend. Whoa. Me and my best friend have known each other for years and have known his girlfriend for about as long. What do I do? I don't want to ruin my friendship. Help.
Break them up.
Callum!
No! I think there is
follow
no
your
solution.
Edges.
There is no solution.
There's no solution?
No, there
isn't. You're just
isn't.
Like, you're like, good luck!
I'm like...
I mean, does this person feel the same way?
I think you need to fall out of love, mate. I think you need to stop.
But what if she feels the same and she's no longer into the best friend, and then there's two people who are madly in love and they're not together just because of like social restrictions?
Okay, and then you have to discuss it.
Well, I think the relationship needs to break up like on its own, not because of you.
Yes.
Like if there's something wrong with the relationship and she may have feelings for you too, then it's kind of irrelevant that they're for you. Like if she's got strong feelings for anyone else, then maybe that's enough for the relationship to end. Mm. And then give it some time.
And then bam.
But not just bam.
Netflix and chill.
Not just bam. So I think whilst they're still together and if they're in a happy relationship, mate, you're just going to have to be. You're just going to have to get over
porn.
Her. Porn. What about, does she have any friends, sisters?
Twins. Mother.
Yeah.
But if
a good MILF is always
if they do if they do happen to break up, not because of you, but if they do happen to break up, and you still really want to be with her, then you need to talk to your friend about that.
Or you could go to her and be like, you know, your boyfriend's a bit of a dick.
But just, it says like, that they don't want to ruin the friendship.
Oh, that's a shame.
Callum, you're so bad. I'm sorry, at advice.
I know, but they, you know, they don't take our advice. Please do not. Please do not
the game.
Please don't take the advice.
Matthew Lancashire also wants a shout out from Facebook. Woo woo
woo
woo,
woo, woo,
woo.
Matthew Lancashire.
Thanks
woo.
For watching. Okay, final question, I think.
Okay.
This person is 18, never been in a relationship, never had sex, never kissed or never held someone's hand romantically. All friends are in relationships and it makes them feel broken. Aww.
Aww.
And often get jealous and then feel bad for being jealous. They've had crushes, so they know they can be attracted to people, but don't understand why they... But I don't understand why I feel like I have to be with someone to be happy.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. All of us are single and we're all very happy.
Yes.
We are.
Thrilled to be single. No, we are happy. It's true.
Also, 18 is still really young. Like, don't worry about
it. I know,
like,
I'm 19.
And think about think how special it's going to be when, like, you actually find someone.
It will happen, and
fireworks.
Relationships, you can be super happy in relationships, and also, some people are in really unhappy relationships.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you would rather be happy on your own than, like, in an unhappy relationship. Although, happy relationship is also great. And it'll happen. So, you know, all good.
All good.
That was great. On that happy note, am I right, Lance? Thanks for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
If you want to check out these boys online, where can they find you? Go on.
Jerry's blog on YouTube. Jerries, not with a Y. And then
blog.
Jerry's blog.
Yeah, and
it's
on
German,
Twitter.
But I have one English video.
He has one English video about Brexit. So if you want to watch that.
Yes, many UKIP comments. I like that.
Wow.
Old man commenting on my video.
Ooh. And Callum?
YouTube.com/eatgaylove.
My favourite.
Eat, pray, love, but with gay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Great branding.
Yeah, amazing branding.
Yeah.
So good. Thank you, guys. And thanks, everyone who's listening and sending us all your questions. And how do we sign off in German? How do we say, like, good night and now go watch Great British Bake Off?
Just like, gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht. Gute Nacht, which would mean, like,
naked.
Naked.
Okay, good naked, everyone.
Good naked.
Good naked. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in next week, Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m. Woo!
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. Before me, so I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me, 'cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure, 'cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold, or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold, or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.